ambulance blasting. It's the rest of the world happening. Let's go inside the barn. Okay, the bat shop. No? Alrighty then, the Barn Cat Radio Studio. Alright. I knew I'd find something that worked eventually. Okay, well, like it should say in the description, if I remember to put it in there that way, I'm going to round this show off at a... I'm going to go ahead and round this show off at an even 73 episodes. It's just one of those power numbers with me. Okay, it's the birth year. But come on now. Kicking off in a Memorial Day camping up at the bat shop here. And figured I'd just go ahead and take this time to get away from people for a while. Nothing personal, people. I just need to get away from you sometimes. I don't see them here. Oh well. I'll go get them. Meanwhile, I will let my able-bodied co-host take over here. See what this one is. The toilet flushing. I know, I like it. And of course, you remember to wash our hands. Let's lower the volume a little bit here. Okay, there we go. Always wash your hands after go to the bathroom. After using your litter box. Music. I like it. Music. She's been good. She's been on the video game all day.
What am I looking for here? Not yet.
Get your stuff together and go with it. Fly, baby. What? Yes, got it right here. Oil that door. Sounds like a real haunted house.
It's not Gatorade, it's Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. Yep.
Can't. You won't.
Up the hill? Savvy.
Speaking of shop.
That shop. Yikes.
That shop.
Yeehaw. All right.
Gotta kick off.
Mm-hmm.
The summer season.
Woohoo. I got it right. This is the one I wanted. wonder sometimes if there's mold up here. Sets my sinuses that's off.
Noisy.
Huh?
That's a squirrel.
Oh. Little bugger's
sounds
giving
like
me shit.
Duck.
Yep.
Further up.
Mm-hmm. Up we go. Where we stop?
It's
nope.
Some hot days up ahead, huh?
That's what I hear.
Hello, Werewolf Hill campsites. Again.
Yeah.
To the closest family and friends, three campsites.
Mm-hmm. Totally open.
Incentive to clear those up.
Nobody's given me an incentive to clear them up.
Feel a day ridge.
Feel a day.
Just a hot clump of rocks.
Feel a day ridge. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because. And the bat shop. Thank you, spiders, for securing the door, but webs are no longer needed to hold things in place.
No.
And if I walk into any webs in here, you know the deal.
There'll be hell to pay.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
You can't train spiders.
You can try.
No. You can't train bugs.
No.
But you can damn sure make sure that they don't repeat the same mistakes
no.
as before.
Yeah.
Let's have a seat. Well, folks, after about a week now of recording and erasing and recording and erasing and recording and erasing, I finally settled on
there've been a
format
lot. Mm-hmm.
For the final series of episodes. Episode of series.
Mm-hmm.
For Barncat Radio on FM.
Yeah, buddy.
Light 'em up. We're gonna show a start.
Yeah.
And start the show.
Hell yeah.
All right, so,
smirgadur.
I would say, in terms of audience engagement, if that's any gauge of talent, that my talents must be required elsewhere.
Ouch. But, maybe.
I'm a mediocre podcaster at best.
Ouch.
And the best is the rest, and that's the rest that I don't belong to, apparently. Oh well. Whatevs, whatever, it's all good, and I am just fine with that. Really,
huh.
Really. For
really?
Sure, for sure.
For sure.
So,
what's the plan?
I guess this will just be a blog. Straight up blog. I know that over time, the podcast has become a blog, as I've become increasingly more and more antisocial and sinking into myself, lurking in the shadows more and more. The quarantine has definitely not helped. No. It's become more and more of a blog, and so you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and cap it off and let it be a blog.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blog.
Blah, blah, blog.
And there's a name for it. Blog, blog, blog.
Nice, but I'm already...
Or something even fancier like Barncat Cetera.
Barncat Cetera.
Jack Grange.
I like it.
I don't know.
Whatever. I like it.
I'll figure it out eventually. But until then, this show is indirectly brought to you by Gatorade, Frost Cool, Thirst Quencher, in Flavor, Glacier... Glacier, what's that say?
Cherry.
Glacier cherry.
Yep.
But it's white.
White like a
Frost.
Cherry. Of course.
I like frost. I like ice.
Uh-huh.
Let's turn some light on the subject.
It's my element.
Okay.
So, hello.
Well, this is recorded then, but listenable later. The court rip. Eh?
Yes.
Recorded now, but listenable later.
Yes.
When later is now, and now is then.
Yes.
Right. Today is Memorial Day.
Clear as mud.
Yeah. I always get a little moody this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Moody and broody.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine passed away in the service of the Army. He was stationed in Seoul, South Korea.
Right.
R.I.P.
PFC TRT.
Buddy, metal warriors for life.
Damn Battle right.
Forever.
Damn right.
Fossa and Fossa and Fossa. Hell, Shadowrun 2, who knows? Things we never got to.
I know.
Things we never got to get to.
And never will.
So many missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn down the light here. Moment of silence.
All right.
Light a candle.
Lighting it.
In memory of...
Damn thing won't light. There it is.
Okay, come on.
I know, I'm having the same problem here. Okay, it's lit.
Took a while for the light to take.
Tell me about
it. This does really... this does, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta kind of persist. You gotta hold the fire to the wick for long enough to take, and sometimes it takes longer than other times.
That's deep.
It does. Came out sounding weird, but you know what? That's just the nature of the beast, and the beast is the barn cat, and the barn cat is at least, at best, a mediocre podcaster.
See?
Oh, well.
There you go again.
I think after so long I would have finally found my feet, but as taken, I've been off and on at this podcasting game for about 12 years now.
Ouch.
You would have think I'd have learned something by now.
Ouch. Double ouch. Dude.
Nah.
Well?
I'm not the learning type. I'm not going to sit there and take notes and learn. I'm not a nerd.
Okay, yeah, Johnny Lawrence. You are nerdy enough to be a nerd.
The nerd. And I'm the nerd that you heard.
You heard?
From clear back on Blog Talk Radio to here on Anchor FM. The YouTube channel, Barncat TV, all one word.
Barncat TV.
The Twitter feed, Barncat Radio.
Two words.
I really got to do some more on that stuff. I just don't know what to do because I am a moron.
Ouch.
And my negative self-talk always holds me down because I'm just no good at the positive self-talk because I'm just so stupid. So painfully stupid.
Did I mention that I'm humble?
You see where I am?
No.
I'm in a bit of a jam.
Yes.
Oh. Yesterday was hell.
Oh, man.
It was accident after calamity after mistake. Repeat is unnecessary because it's a necessary evil to be so
painfully
me.
Stupid.
So me. So very me that sometimes I forget. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say next. I guess I do forget.
I don't remember either.
I did it. Yay! I forgot.
Good job.
From beautiful, peaceful to fire hazard. It's all good.
This one's better.
Worried. What, me worry?
No.
My famous celebrity twin, Alfred E. Newman. God, one time I did look as good as that. Now I'm looking worse.
It's age.
Age has not well done me.
Well.
It's okay. Contented with something, I probably age like a train wreck.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. I mean, what are you going to do? shake your fist at the heavens. Damn you, curse the fates that created such an aberration and abhorrent abnormality such as myself. Or just go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
And there is no flow in a stagnant pond, but whatever. That hasn't stopped me before. And it's not stopping me now.
Hell yeah.
So, the previous episodes of Barncat Radio here on Anchor FM will be continued because there's still some stuff to cover, so there's lots to listen to.
Yeah.
If you ain't got nothing else better going on.
I hope you don't.
Then I welcome you to the honorable ranks and core of those who have nothing else better going on.
I hope you do, actually, but...
But if you do, there are a lot of cool podcasts to listen to on Anchor FM. A lot of interesting topics, some really interesting people.
Interesting shows.
Talking the talk, walking the walk, going out and doing things.
Word.
We have one of our recent episodes is going to be a series of conversations with people. Interviews seems too formal. I just want to sit down and chat with folks, you know, get to know them, what they're up to.
I want to just talk to people
sort of
and look them in the face.
Other previous episodes were covered. Those interesting, what I call the big mystery trio. Everything and parapsychological, cryptozoological, and extraterrestrial.
Bingo.
Entertaining topics such as music, movies,
books, TV,
video games.
Right.
The touchy topics such as religion, politics, lifestyles. The big three you're not supposed to talk about at work. There's actually rules at the workplace against talking about these things. And, you know, for good reason, they're touchy.
Yeah.
Because they may affect...
And offend...
How you see others.
Others.
But I want to introduce positivity to that.
That's the chance.
In a few of my job interviews that I've been at, the big question that the employer has to ask me and probably many, many others is, how do you feel about working with a variety of people?
I like it.
Now, taken, you know, just from the first skim, you know, it's like, okay, variety of people, yeah, sure, whatever, guys who wear blue shirts, guys who wear blue pants, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
But what they really want to know is how you feel about working with people of different races, you know, ethnicities, countries of origin.
Yeah.
People of different religious beliefs. And people of different sexualities, people of different gender preferences, where they go for love, the love that is meant for them.
Huh. Catchy.
What they seek in a partner, what they seek in themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel that they were supposed to be born as a different gender. Maybe they felt from an early age that they were meant for something different than the given average.
Huh.
That sort of thing.
Well put.
So there's that. Gosh, what else have I covered?
Investigations. Oh, boy.
Into that mystery trio, of course.
Stay tuned.
I like to try to take people along for the audio journey of that, because a lot of folks listen to podcasts while they're on the job, at breaks, driving places, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take them places that they wouldn't ordinarily get to go during that the time frame that they're listening to this. So, and they're totally included. Absolutely included. In fact, for all intents and purposes, for all intensive purposes, they are fellow investigators. Because when we do the EVP review and the evidence review and all that stuff, they are my extra eyes and ears on things.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome to the crew. The crew currently is OWL, the Otherworldlies.
Or who?
And as a family, we go places and check out things.
Not often, but yes, we do. Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Come on, sing along.
Okay.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Hey, hey, hey. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, hey. Take it easy.
Scatting.
Gross.
God, scatting cracks me up. You know what? It's just that double meaning. It's silly nonsense gibberish music, but it's also a word for stuff.
Pooping.
And it makes me laugh because I'm immature.
Just say it. Own it. Pooping.
I mean, I'm very in touch with my inner child, and my inner child is somewhere along the lines of Beavis and or Butthead.
Uh-huh.
Bill and or Ted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Mm.
We're going to make your summertime listening experience something special. And we may be looking into a different podcast platform. I like to try to diversify and analyze analytics and try to gauge where my podcast home is. Because, I mean, being not so good at podcasting has never stopped me before. It's funny, it hasn't really stopped me from podcasting.
Really?
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. So I'm gonna be me, like Wanda Sykes said.
That's what you said.
I'm gonna be me.
Right.
And there's a lot of me to be, you see.
Yes, siree.
You see me.
That guy.
You see me, Barn Cat. The Barn Cat name is almost as old as the one on my birth certificate. Started out as a CB handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then became a video game character because it's kind of cool to see that name on the screen. Congratulations, Barn Cat. Your level is something something. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on became an internet.
Phenomenu.
Internet.
Phenomenu.
Pseudonym.
That.
And then finally, lent itself somewhat smoothly as it could to the world of podcasting.
Huh. Ugh. What?
So, hello. This is your commander in mischief.
What's up?
Mischief. Mischief and Mysteries. Mm-hmm. Barn Cat.
Right.
To all my most loyal
Barnyard commandos.
I couldn't really think of anything better at the time, and I just like the sound of it.
No.
I don't know if any of you are actually commando. And I don't want to know. It's none of my business.
No, it's...
It's none of my business. I don't want to know.
Neither
please
here...
Don't tell me. Please don't tell me.
It's neither here nor there.
You know what? Light another one.
Right.
Chain smoking to a chain letter. Pass this along to 10 listeners and you will get good luck immediately. Not really. It's...
True?
It's...
True? Okay.
It's darn true.
Damn true. Wow, Sniffles.
Reflecting back on years of podcasting and what all I've learned from it. I've interviewed celebrities before. Famous people.
Uh-huh.
And local celebrities, people actually going out and doing the things for themselves rather than just watching vicariously experience life from afar.
Oop.
Going out and actually doing the things for themselves.
That's the thing of it.
I think so. I think that's the one.
Don't be jealous. Win your own game.
That's what I do.
Good.
So we're hoping to have some more conversations like that. So tune into the interview series for my conversations with folks who are actually... who stepped out of the audience and stepped onto the stage themselves.
Yeah.
And are doing it for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
for a while.
Yeah, ever since I can learn how to read. Ever since I learned how to read. Mm-hmm. I found my experiences validated by the experiences of others who have gone through similar things and helped make those
similar things
uncomfortable and unbelievable aspects of my own life make more sense. It's true. It's true. It's true. And I hope to be able to reach out to others and help that accomplish. Help that accomplish.
Help that accomplish.
Okay. It's a well-established fact that, yes, I can go on talking forever, infinite, in my infinite nothing I ever prologue, of course, but I don't always make sense.
Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not.
I don't even think I have the ingredients for making sense. No. Scratch.
I don't even have the cookbook.
But this is my scratch. This is my scratching post. This is my dangling thread. This is something I come by and bat at for a while.
Yeah.
I thought for the longest time that I wanted to go ahead and just try to take this
talent
of mine to the mainstream. Others have said I'm talented. I just kind of think.
What do they know?
But I'll let you be the judge of that.
They will.
Well, it's not like I have any choice. You're going to be the judge of it anyway, right?
Right.
You're going to go, yeah, no, you suck.
You suck.
Results that I get. I'm not the one for the fortune and the fame. I'm the same one. I'm telling you to forfeit the game.
Linkin Park.
Like a dog on a chain. Whew, cat on a chain. Actually, I found out the underbelly is sicker than it seems. Thank you.
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Thank you. Credit where credit is due.
I probably will be going back and editing the audio biography segment to protect the identities of the innocent and not so innocent.
I just don't want the drama.
I wanted to let you guys also know that I've been through the life. I've lived a life less ordinary or
lifeless.
I've lived the lifeless and ordinary.
Yeah.
You gods, if only. I would have loved to live an ordinary life. And look back and say, well, at least nothing bad happened.
Do we, though?
You know, a life I can look back on, sitting on my rocking chair on the porch, looking out at the fields and the forest and the lake in my backyard, going, you know what?
What a visual.
It hasn't been so bad. But I didn't get that choice. No. Maybe I was given that choice, but I just was not smart enough to act on it.
Didn't know enough at the time. Did not know
and
enough.
The allergies are kicking my ass.
The sin of innocence and ignorance.
That's what you get with this podcast. It may not be. It may be NSFW.
Not safe.
I understand it's called not safe for work.
Yeah.
You don't want to listen to it on your speakerphone. But if you are, hey, kudos for the bravada. Just don't let your boss hear it, or it may get you fired. Or if you're listening to this at a place where I work, it may get me fired, because I'm sorry, but I have opinions on things, and when stuff goes south and sour, I really cannot help but
say something
on it. Gotta say something about it.
Gotta.
Too old for the games, a little bit too long in the tooth for stuff I can't swallow. No, I don't swallow.
Oh, God.
And if anybody wants to offer me the bitter pill of reality, no thanks. I've already got my own prescription.
True.
To be taken daily.
True.
Upside the head. Via 2x4.
Yeah.
Gold reality.
Ouch.
That's it. There was a motto at one of the places I worked at. A motto, a slogan, a slogo.
Uh-oh.
A mogo.
Mogo.
A motto. Whatever. Called Earn Your Story.
Yeah.
Earn your story?
Travax.
How do you earn your story?
You learn from it.
You earn it by... Well... You earn it by learning it from it.
Yes.
So... Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. To be the boss of the hot sauce.
Yeah, buddy.
You can call me Hoss.
Hi, Hoss.
But my friends call me Barncat.
Hi, Barncat.
Well, I mean, come on now. There are a lot of... Okay, Brian.
What?
There are a lot of Brians.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
In a company full of Brians, I am not known as the other Brian. Stupid Brian. Not anymore. At least not currently. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Don't care.
Doesn't matter.
You may know me as Barncat.
Hello, Barncat.
Well, let's switch this around.
Okay. Oh, no.
Actually, no. I want to save that for
something
else.
I was going to say that. Not here. Not now.
Well, let's just have a casual. Because this is a previous recording.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to co-host my own show with another me.
We'll get to
and
that.
And let's see.
Okay.
So when did this finally make it to podcast? Are we podcasting this now?
Yes. Podcasting it now. Whoop.
Up and carry this through.
I think so. This is final draft. It works or it doesn't. You know.
Now that we are up to a nice round 73 series episodes, whatever.
Counting this one. Yeah.
Now that we're up to that,
what
are the plans afterwards?
I don't know. Try that one that we've been looking at.
Are there any?
Yes. Try that other podcast platform we were looking at.
Uh-huh.
The one with the built-in feed of some sort.
Well, I
don't want to give away too much quite yet. Yeah.
What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Get drunk. Get buzzed. Camp, go to sleep.
What do you think of the quote, love the life you live, live the life you love?
I think it's malarkey. Nah, it's good. The sentiment is there, it's just not easy to believe in.
And are you ever going to shave because the homeless werewolf with mange look is not cutting it?
I got a shave and a haircut. What are you talking about? Shave and a haircut.
It's snot.
I look damn good now. Admit it.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do the rest of my day.
Okay.
We're going to have a barbecue for Memorial Day.
We didn't have that barbecue, though.
It'll be some burgers, potato salad, stuff like that.
There were burgers and potato salad, but they were cooked inside. Mm-hmm. It was good. Very filling.
How was it?
It was tasty. I just couldn't complete it all. I didn't go for seconds.
Good, good, good. Good stuff. Good to hear.
All right. Glad you approve.
Gatorade, please.
I already drank it all. What you're drinking now, I drank the rest of. Time travel.
Tasty.
Hmm. What? Hello?
Well? I'm going to run this like my typical EVP sessions here.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Let's just review for the audience.
Okay, here we go.
Who are we?
Barncat.
What do we do?
We podcast. We investigate mysteries.
Why do we do it?
Because we gotta. I don't know.
Where do we go from here?
Downhill. I don't know.
Are we going to do that?
We're going to go downhill. We're going to coast. We're going to go with the flow. What? I don't know, man.
And now usually I open up the EVP session with an open-ended thing.
Okay. I've prepared my statement. Okay.
Or whatever.
All right.
Discarnate entity.
Okay.
But if there's anything I didn't cover and something need be said.
Right.
What do you want to say to the rest of the world? Because I broadcast my EVPs, on podcast, mm-hmm. on YouTube, etc.
Yeah.
What do you want the world to know?
Okay, so what we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to continue podcasting.
Is there a message?
We're going to continue podcasting throughout the summer. Just no new episodes. Just going to add to the fragmentary stuff. And
even 35 minutes, I have no idea how long you're going to podcast, but I think I'm pretty much done here. So
nope.
Just in a few seconds, I'm going to wrap this up and let you podcast the rest.
Okay. Out. Out, good buddy. Okay, so the rest of the podcast, we're not going to post up any new episodes. We're just going to fill in the gaps and complete, to my satisfaction, whatever that may be, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, each episode so as not to leave up a piece of online garbage, a piece of fragmentary dust float forever in the interwebs until some conscientious server meister comes along and clears it out, shuts it down to make space for more active users and things like that. But till then, we are going with the flow. And just so you know, get yourself subscribed to this feed. Follow it on Spotify. I hear you can do that. Apple Podcasts, stuff like that. Yeah, that's, God, I know there was more to say. I know there was more I wanted to say, but I can't remember exactly what it is. Anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and log out and catch up on Facebook a bit. Pop open a cool bottle of the bubbly. And maybe watch some YouTube for a bit. Just, relax. Kick back and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. And, yeah, that's about it for now. Over and out. Well, let's see. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. I had an opening in traffic and everything. I should have taken it. Now I'm relying on the courtesy of the Bellingham, Washington driver. I know, right? Sucker! Anyways, on to the news. I was going to take it to the news, but this is really just family. Well, what's it about? Well, I guess it's happy. It's very happy. It's a happy. It's a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dado. Happy birthday. Makes it to 71 this year for a high score of 71.
Swinging Bear, the Bear Cat, the Grand Bear, the Grumpy Old Guy, Mean Santa. He has made it to 71. I just got the message that we'd be going out to a restaurant, I guess. I'm really, really glad Sabrina could coordinate these things. I'm just so wiped during and after work that I would have come home with a rock going, "Here's your gift. His name's Fred." But yeah, we are. Whatever, shake your head at me, old lady. I'll shake my head back at you. Your wig sucks. You should release it back into the wild where you found it. So, yeah. Looking forward to just getting on home. Sometime during the next 3 days off, I will be reviewing the audio from our Olympic Peninsula Otherworldlies outing. You can find that somewhere in recent shows. Oh man, I'm just full of involuntary functions. Leg is hurting. Hiccuping, burping, yawning, tired, just fried. I love these people that stand about 20 feet away from a crosswalk and expect traffic to stop for them. Ha ha, you dunce cap. Did you really think I was going to tap on the brakes and let you through just because you don't like conforming to the rules that are set in place to keep your dumb ass alive? Wow. Wow. And wow. The vacation kind of got me coming away with strange feelings. I thought I'd be calmer, but I think I came back more irritable. Angry, even. I know why. I just don't want to talk about it right now. Just, you know. There's no going back and changing the past. I got to where I got to because I trusted people. I trusted family. Nowadays, I know that family is the last to trust, the last people I should be trusting. But back then, I didn't know any better. Big heart, tiny brain. I'm hoping that I have reversed that by now. Yeah, there's no going back and changing anything. Talk about your awkward, cringe-worthy encounters, though, I think. But we got through it. And it actually went a lot better than I thought it would. Oh, man. Showboat across the road. Showboat. Walk a little slower. Next time you parade past me like that, you better be throwing candy. And waving, doing the parade wave. La, 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 la. You know. You can tell I'm all out of patience for humans, but whatever. Restaurant, I'm just gonna head straight to bed and crash, I think.
Happy birthday.